Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The devil has come to America. Dungeons and Dragons.
At first regard, it is a harmless game of make-believe, now has both parents and psychologists concerned. Studies have linked violent behavior to the game, saying it promotes satanic worship, ritual sacrifice, sodomy, suicide, and even
murder.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things together forever. We're loving stranger things. It's stranger things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's stranger things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever. If you are seeing this on Spotify or seeing this on YouTube, you might see something a little different. You might see me. Yes, folks, I am trying to do a video of this episode to post on YouTube. Instead of just posting the audio on YouTube, I thought it would be fun to try to do a video. I have these lights here. So I have one light that I bought when I was doing, when I first started working from home completely. My wife got a light when she started working from home completely. I bought another light. And then the other day, I went and bought a GoPro. And I'm trying to see what it's like to shoot video on a GoPro. Not just for fun, like, you know, maybe I'll use it for action and, you know, mountain climbing and skiing through, I guess you don't ski through things, but I might use it, you know, to go swimming or something. I don't know, but I really wanted to try using it as a studio camera to record things and see how it would work. Plus, I just love gadgets, so I thought, why not try shooting something on a GoPro, and why not try making the first thing an episode of Stranger Things Forever? It is nice to be back. If you see, I have my voice back. There's, you know, it doesn't have the Metallica concert voice anymore. I have my Stranger Danger shirt on. I think you can still buy these at Cafe Press. I have my Stranger Things colors, right? It's red. This is a hat my wife got me for my birthday, and I absolutely love it. She bought me like a gray one for Christmas. And then she bought me this one, which is red for Stranger Things. It's also red, white, and blue. I guess that's patriotic, but it's also kind of Patriots colors and Red Sox colors. So I love it all around. And I'm here on video. I don't know how this is going to turn out. I am shooting this. I have a green screen that I bought on Amazon for like $20. It might look a little ratty. I've done some other things before. Sometimes I used to use Zoom and my webcam on my computer. I thought I'd try to step it up, and I wanted to step it up for you, the stranger friends. Trying to do more video, trying to do more little things on YouTube and more things on TikTok. And thank you for the people on TikTok who are just liking the videos, and hopefully that's leading them back to the podcast. I want to give a shout out to someone that I gave a shout out to recently, but couldn't find her name. It's AKKQ20. That is, that she said recently that she listened and loved it, and that she was the person who commented. I couldn't find it the other day. So, and she wished me a happy birthday. Even better. Thank you very, very much for listening. Thank you for the birthday wishes. So I am excited to talk about episodes. This is episode one, but this is minutes 30 to 40. I just rewatched it, and there is a lot that happens so quickly, though. It happens so quickly. And we pick up exactly where we left off last time. And that is that we find out, we mentioned, you know, her mom drinking, and Max said that, you know, it's tough because she's working two jobs. And the guidance counselor mentions that, you know, that the stepfather is no longer in the picture. But Max is like, you know, that's actually probably a good thing because he's an asshole. Or was it a piece of shit? Whatever she said, I was like, you can say that to a guidance counselor? I did not know that. But we do find out that she's been having headaches. She's been having nightmares. And she says she doesn't have them anymore. I don't believe it. I think that she is covering up. And I think that she's just trying to make things look good. But we do get a quick flash of Billy dying in the mall. And the guidance counselor is like, you know, you've been through something traumatic. You need to open up to me. And Max says that she's being open, but it's crazy because the guidance counselor and most of the people know that Billy died, but they don't know how Billy died. They don't know the trauma that Billy went through, the trauma that he caused even before his death, all dealing with, you know, the supernatural, the monsters, all the kind of craziness going on in Hawkins. She can't address that. She can't say anything about that. It's just like she has to pretend that Billy died in a fire, and she can't get the full scope of help that she needs from these people because she can't open up to them. And she just kind of has to go along with them thinking their you know, the version of the story that the public knows. And it's like having to keep that in and live with that is just has to be devastating. She leaves the office, and she sees Lucas, who's all excited to see her, gives her a ticket to the his basketball game, and she's all excited. He's all excited. She's not excited at all. He's all excited, and she's like, oh, it's nice. You have something to look forward to. He's like, yeah, maybe you should have something, you know, that you're into. She's like, what the hell does that mean? He's like, and he mentions you've just been kind of floating through. And at first she's like, oh, just because I broke up with you, you know, that's not, you know, that this bothers you. He's like, no, even before that. And she's like, look, I just changed. Okay. I changed. I don't think she's telling anybody about this stuff going on. I think only the guidance counselor knows. And again, the guidance counselor only knows half the story. And the people who know the full story don't know this part of the story of the trauma I think she's going through with the headaches and the nightmares. I think at this point, again, it's been a long time since I rewatched. But she, you know, gives the ticket back to Lucas, which obviously hurts his feelings, goes into the bathroom, and, we see she's taken some sort of medication for migraines. I believe it's for migraines, something she's taking. And she hears some throwing up in the bathroom, and we see that Chrissy is in there, and, you know, Max is like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, leave me alone, leave me alone. And when she yells at her the second time, Max is already gone. But there's someone else there, or at least Chrissy thinks there's someone else there. And here we are getting our first glimpse at the evil of Stranger things for. We don't have a name for it yet. We don't know who it is yet. We don't know the connection yet. We just see these swamp feet, these swamp thing looking feet, these monstrous feet. We hear Chrissy's mother yelling about her, like taking out a dress, yelling about her weight. Chrissy's throwing up in the bathroom. Obviously, she has some sort of, is it body dysmorphia? Is that what you call it? Issues where she, you know, she's, is it binging and purging? I don't know all the proper terminology, but, you know, it seems like she's throwing up to lose weight to please her mother. And it seems like the quote-unquote perfect cheerleader girl is not having, you know, or has issues and has some definite troubles at home. And this monster, we don't see what it is. This monster seems to be trying to capitalize on those fears. She comes out of the bathroom. Nothing's there. It's you know, there's no monster. I love the color, the tone. It's like a greenish, bluish, dark. What a gloomy bathroom for a high school bathroom. The bathrooms that I went to high school with were all boring white porcelain, just kind of like brightly lit. You could not have a horror story. Well, it depends on what you had for lunch that day. You could put it this way. They look much gloomier in Stranger Things, and I like the Hawkins High bathrooms.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We jump away from them and we go over and meet the great Eddie Munson for the first time. I've said it before, I've said it again, Stranger Things nails the casting and the characters that get added into the core group. We had our core group. Steve was always there, but at the first part of the first season, you think he's a prick until you start to love him. He's part of the group. All of a sudden, Max joins in. New girl in town, she's part of the group. You could never think of the group without her. Next year, Robin moves in. You could never think of the group without Robin now. And Eddie comes in here, and you could never think, well, I don't want to think about the group without Eddie, but that is many, 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 many episodes away for this podcast. So let's just focus on Eddie Munson here for the first time. Reading the article about Dungeons and Dragons, reading aloud how, you know, the Dungeons and Dragons corrupts America and corrupts the children and how evil and all that stuff that was very real, very part of the satanic panic that this whole season kind of jumps on. You see him right away. He looks intimidating. He looks rough around the edges. He also looks a little like he looks like a performer. He looks like someone who's who likes to have fun. What's the word? Someone who could be the life of the party. Even if he has trouble at home, in front of these guys, he's like a god, and he likes to be loud and positive and boisterous, and he likes to be a prick to the groups and the cliques who don't like him. You could see the jocks, and you could see some of the other kids that are giving him the finger. Jason jumped up, he's like, "We have a problem," because he is making fun of the basketball team, throwing a ball into a laundry basket, I think is the term, but. He comes across as very charismatic, and you could see, as much as Dustin and Mike were nervous to tell him about Lucas, they're laughing at some of the stuff he's saying. They're having fun with him. They love him. And he talks about how he can't wait to get out of high school, how this is his year. I don't even want to think about that. And they talk about how, they mention to him about how he... that Lucas can't come. Maybe we could postpone. And he's like, "No, listen, when you guys came here," he talks about how they dressed, a Weird Al shirt, whatever Mike's mom got him at the Gap, I think is what she said, is what he said. And they make some comments about, he tells them, look around at these kids. When I'm gone, you're going to be taking over Hellfire someday. And you're going to have to bring people in like I brought people in. And guess what? You're going to have to bring someone in tonight. So they have to find someone to join Hellfire for the campaign this evening. And who could it be? Who could it possibly be? We're not there yet, but I'm excited. I'm excited not only to get there, but I'm excited for the chase, for the journey, because of the music that plays during that journey. Oh, I'm excited to talk about that. We jump away from them and we go over to Joyce. Joyce immediately called Murray after she saw that Russian doll. I love that while she's talking to Murray, Murray is taking off his clothes. He's in his place. He's disrobing and there are props that are just perfectly placed so that we don't see all of Murray. We see enough of Murray. We don't see all of him, and that's completely fine. So that's kind of fun. And while he's undressing, he actually asks Joyce about the doll being undressed. But before that, you can see they're very nervous because could the KGB be after them? Think about it. He said, "We killed a lot of their comrades. We blew up their, their lab, all those things under Star Court. Could they be after them? Could this be part of it?" And Murray asks if the doll can be undressed. And Joyce is like, "Huh, let me look." She pulls up the dress and, that is it. We've reached time. That is reached minute 40. So we have done another 10 minutes of the Hellfire Club. And this was a big one because, we learned a little bit more about what Max is going through, but we also got to see our first glimpse at a big new character in Eddie Munson. We got to see what Hellfire Club is. We got to see, I think we already knew when Lucas was, didn't want to leave the basketball team. But we got to see, the mention of Vecna for the first time. Now, I love that Stranger Things, these kids call these evil monsters just based on something from Dungeons & Dragons. It's just something that they can relate to. It's not the actual character's name when you think about it. It's not a Demogorgon. It's not a Mind Flayer. And he's not Vecna. But he is because that's what the kids call him. So a lot of people call him Vecna. If you look up Vecna now, you're not going to see some character from Dungeons & Dragons. You're going to see the character from Stranger Things. That's just the way it is. So I love that they mentioned Vecna. That's part of the campaign in Dungeons & Dragons. And that all comes back to play throughout the rest of this season. We see him. We don't see. All we see is his feet. His gross, gross, yucky feet. Put some shoes on, dude. And we get one little glimpse at what Joyce and Murray are talking about, and something with that doll we don't quite know yet. That's when the episode ended, or the 10 minutes ended, I'm sorry, the allotted time. And I am not going to break the rules. No, no, no. The only time we'll go over 10 minutes is if there's only a couple minutes left in an episode. We'll ride it. We'll go crazy. We'll go into overtime, but not today. Yeah, this was fun. Hopefully this video comes out okay. If you see no video of me, if it's only audio on your podcast feed, in your Spotify feed, in your YouTube feed, then forget I even mentioned the camera. But I'm going to try it. I'm going to try posting something up, and we'll see how it goes. But I think that's it. This is another short one. Again, these 10 minutes go by pretty quickly, and you know I didn't go too in depth with, you know, looking in the background. I think the bathroom was the coolest scene, the coolest kind of set for these 10 minutes. But the big thing was seeing the evil and meeting Eddie. That's the big thing for these 10 minutes. So that's it. That's it. I imagine that these episodes would be about 20, 25 minutes. And we'll see if, you know, future ones go longer or not. I think my first one went very long. And sometimes, you know, obviously if I have other things to talk about, they might go long. And I'm not even done talking yet, because I saw today that the first shadow, or the something shadow, the Stranger Things musical, that's what I call it. It's coming to Broadway. Now, I live in Massachusetts, which is not where Broadway is. I think I'm a train ride away from New York City. I'm a car ride away. But what I'd like to do is just wait for it to hopefully have a U.S. touring show. That's what I'm doing, hopefully, with Back to the Future, the musical that's going to be touring and coming to Boston next year. And hopefully, the Stranger Things play will come, will tour, and I will be able to see it in the Boston area. Because if I am, of course, there'll be a very special episode of Stranger Danger covering the play. But I think that's it. I think I've completed these 10 minutes. I've completed the assignment for minutes 30 and 40, Hellfire Club Part 4. And yeah, listen, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, Mastodon.social, and Blue Sky at Geek Mentality. You can find the show on Twitter at StrangerDPod, and on TikTok at StrangerDangerPod. And of course, you can find everything at StrangerDangerPodcast.com and the YouTube channel of Fans Not Experts. That's it. I'm done. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for watching, if you're watching. And remember, Stranger friends, stay stranger. And remember that we are the ones that will keep Stranger Things alive forever. Can I go?
Fans Not Experts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.